Okay, we're in Parshas. We are in Parshas Baaloschan Eretz Yisrael, and you're in Parshas Naso. So, what am I going to talk about? You know, it reminds me that there was a story that everybody knows that Shlomo HaMelech was Chacham Mikol Adam, and there were two mothers. Each one said the baby was theirs, and there was only one baby. So Shlomo HaMelech said, "Let's cut the baby in half." So one mother said no, and the other one said, "Absolutely." So Shlomo turned to the one that said no and said, "You're the mother." So they say that there was once time a boy that was engaged to a girl, but there was a machlokas between the two mothers of girls which boy he was engaged to, and he was a great boy. So they went to the Rav. The Rav said, "I have an idea." He took it from Shlomo HaMelech. He said, "We'll cut the boy in half." So one future mother-in-law said, "Absolutely." The other one said, "No, no, no." So he turned to the one who said, "Absolutely," and said, "You're the mother-in-law." So in this case, I don't know what to do in Parshas Baaloschan. I'm not sure what to do, but because I'm on Baaloschan Naso, so I decided that we'll go back to Yisod and Sefer Bamidbar. And I was zochah to learn with some of you this Yisod, but I want to develop it, B'siyata D'Shmaya, in a particular way that we haven't discussed up until now. There's an amazing Ramban in this week's Parsha, in Sefer Bamidbar, that introduces all of Sefer Bamidbar. And the Ramban writes something interesting. Every Sefer, the Ramban has a brief Hakdama, and the Ramban says, "V'asefer hazeh kuloi b'mitzvah shah, shenitztavu behem ba'omdom Bamidbar, u'benisim enasa lehem, l'saper kol ma'isa Hashem asher oseim ma'am lahafli." So the Ramban says that Sefer Bamidbar, if you look at it, hardly has any mitzvahs that are Lidoros, are the future generations. The Ramban says that what it is about, Sefer Bamidbar, is simply the stories of and the mitzvos that were connected to Klal Yisrael, particularly in the Midbar. Now that's amazing. It's amazing that we have a whole Sefer that's devoted particularly to the mitzvos in the Midbar. Mitzvos in the Midbar. And why is that so? Why is it so important in building a Teiras HaChaim to have a whole Sefer that's called Bamidbar? That's the name. It's in the desert. And it's built particularly for the halachos of the Midbar. Now, we mentioned in the past that the fact that Torah is given in a Midbar, there's a beautiful Medrash. And the Medrash says as follows. The Medrash says, Lama b'midbar Sinai, why particularly in Midbar? To tell you the following. Elama elu chinam l'chol boi oilam, just like the Midbar is open to everybody in the world, kach divrei Torah chinam hem, so too, the words of Torah are open, and anybody could come and take it. Chazal also say, that's the Medrash in Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Kol mishena oisa atzmai hefker kamidbar, eni yochel l'knoises ha-Torah. Whoever makes himself hefker could make themselves be kona Torah, and otherwise they can't be kona Torah. We also mentioned in the past, Rabbi Yitzchak Mivarka had a very, very interesting point. There's a very famous medrash that says that Har Sinai was one of the lowest mountains, to emphasize that to be mekabel Torah one needs to be humble. So, our great ancestor, Rabbi Yitzchak Lavarka, asked, if that's so, why is it that the Torah was given on a har? It should have been given in a bikka, it should have been given in a low plane. And Rabbi Yitzchak Lavarka answers in such a powerful way. And he says that the idea is not for someone who has nothing to feel humble. The point is that someone who has something, that individual who has something that's connected to him, still feeling humble, still feeling that they're a midbar, still feeling that they're not the biggest of all mountains, that's the greatest of the madregas of humility. So what Rabbi Yitzchak Lavarka taught us is that humility is not thinking that you're nothing. Anava is about having something, having a talent, having kochos, and being able to use it in an appropriate way. Now, how does one do that? Zot the Medrash, Bamidbar, which we're pointing out is a whole sefer, Zot the Medrash, She'osa Atzmo Hefker. He makes his talents hefker. He doesn't hold his talents to be his own. Now, in the Chassidus of Chabad, there is a beautiful way of describing this. And that is that we are shluchim. Not shluchim simply of a Rebbe, but shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabosai, it's really a pathetic thing that it's only people who feel that they're shluchim of the Rebbe, mamish, emphasis on mamish, that those people could do everything. They can move to Bangkok and do everything for the Rebbe. But what about you and I, who are not shluchim of a particular Rebbe? We're a shliach of the Rebbe of all Rebbes. We're a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's melamei Torah l'Amma Yisrael. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is harder for us to connect to, so unfortunately, we don't always feel that everything in our lives is a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, the Medrash says that a person has to make himself hefker. And that brings true anava. And that's what Yitzchak Lavarka is saying. For a person to recognize their talents, to know their talents, to rejoice in their talents, not that they're their own, but it's something special that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them to share with the rest of the world. The moment the person is able to recognize that, then they realize the world doesn't revolve around them. Then that's the Mida, says the Ramban in the Igeres HaRamban that we've spoken about many, many a time, that a person who has Anava automatically reaches Yira Shemayim, because Anava is not about making ourselves nothing. Anava is about recognizing that we're on a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, and that person could recognize Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Summit. But Rabosai, the Medrash also said to recognize that the Torah is free, that the Torah is chinam. Now that manifests in a halacha. Chazal say, ma, ni bechinam, afata bechinam. Many of your rabbeim, if they had chosen other fields, would be making much more money than they are today. And the reason for that is because the Torah says that. We rabbeim can't complain about that, because the Torah says that. The Torah says that a Rebbe is not allowed to charge based on his Torah knowledge and his Torah information. He can only be paid in a way that's schar batala, that if he wouldn't be teaching, he'd be doing something else, so then the yeshiva has the right to compensate him for that. But he can't be paid for his own talents. Why? Because the Torah itself is hefker. In other words, the idea being that a person makes himself hefker, has the ability to take in the Torah which is hefker, because the Torah itself is one chefza de shlichus. It's one shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not ours. The Brisker Rav, in explaining the Rambam, that the Rambam says that a Rebbe Mufak is allowed to be mochel on his kavod, but a Talmud Chacham can't be mochel on his kavod. The reason why a Talmud Chacham could be mochel on his, can't be mochel on his kavod, is because the Torah doesn't belong to him. If you stand up for a Rebbe, it's not because you're standing up for that Rebbe. The Rebbe shouldn't think that you're standing up for him. You're standing up for his Torah. And that Rebbe's supposed to think, Al tachzik tar v'la'atzmecha ki l'kach netzarta, you were created to teach Torah. The only Rebbe that's allowed to be mochel on his kavod is a Rebbe Muvak, where there's a relationship. The Rebbe then is being mochel on the relationship. But normally, when a person stands up for a Talmud Chacham is being stood up for, it's not him. It's l'kach netzarta, they're standing up for the Torah that you were lucky to learn. Because the attitude is supposed to be that I'm hefker l'rabim, and the Torah, therefore, that I also imbibe is not something that's mine. It's not something that's personal. The only thing that's personal is the personal investment that a Rebbe puts into a particular Talmud. That he could be mochel on. But the chefza of Torah itself, that he can't be mochel. But there's another kavana that Rabbi Yitzchak Lavarka was driving at. The other kavana is that a midbar is hefker. The Medrash is emphasizing that a midbar is hefker, and that means that a person has to be open to let go of his things. And that's a pasuk in the Torah that we said in Kriya Shema in Eretz Yisrael tonight. V'ahavta as Hashem lo'kecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha, and everything that's me'odecha. Now it's really interesting, the word me'odecha. Modecha, Chazal translate, that it means all your possessions. Now, the reason why the word ma'od is used is because a person, by nature, feels that their possessions are very much theirs. They're their ma'od. And therefore, the halacha is that you have to give up all, everything, not to be over in Isser Lav. This is a halacha. That if a person says to you that either you be over in Isur D'oraisa or you give all your money, you have to give all your money, b'chol ma'odecha. And therefore Torah mandates us to have full shlichus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give up everything that we have. It's not an easy thing to say. It's not an easy thing to do, but that's the reality. It might be easy to say, but it's not easy to do. But I'd like to focus on ma'odecha as meaning something a little deeper as well. Ma'odecha also means those things that you're very much attached to. In order to be Kona Torah, in order to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person has to be willing to readjust and reassess their relationship with everything in the world. Because there's nothing aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else is a shlichus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a blessing of Ma'odecha, then at the end of the day, that's a shlichus for us to use it in an appropriate way. And hence, to be Kone Torah, it's nimshal to a midbar. Person has to recognize that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him is there to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How appropriate is that message? I'm not talking only about Gashmias. I'm talking also about this period of time. This period of time has asked us, if we're being honest with ourselves, to reassess certain things that were ma'od chashuv, certain things that were really important to us, that this summer we were going to do this, next year we were going to do that, we were going to go there, we were going to go here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm guiding you, I'm guiding the entire world, but wait a second, you have an opportunity, emphasis, crisis is opportunity, you have an opportunity to reassess all of those things that are ma'od, all of those things that are important to you. What is really important to you? Is it important to you to be at work at 7 in the morning and come back home at 8 o'clock so you could tuck your kids in? Or maybe it's just as, it might be even more valuable in life to spend a morning a few times a week with your children, with your family. Is that complicated? Yes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown us that we could readjust. Now, amazing thing happened when I came back to the Kolel, to the Grus Kolel, Ritz's Kolel, and I conversed with a few of the Avreichim. And then I came back to the Shul, to Daf Yomi, and I was speaking to one of the guys in Daf Yomi, and they all said to me, this is the first few moments that people came back to the Beis HaMedrash in Eretz Yisrael, and now in America, in the right time, listening to your great Rabbanim, you will slowly, b'siyata d'shmaya, in health, come back to the Beis HaMedrash as well. And they all said that they were a little concerned. Isn't this amazing? Those people who weren't affected by the tragedy of Corona were concerned that there are certain special things that came along with their life now, being quote-unquote stuck at home, that they don't want to give back. But you know what happens? Life goes back to a routine. And once life goes back to a routine, then what happens is everybody gets back, and those experiences are forgotten. And all those things that were valuable and special, they become a distant memory. Zok de Heilige Ramban, in order for a person to reach the Madrega of Devarim of Divrei Hashem, they first have to go through the process of Midbar, and Midbar is the recognition that there is a time, there is going to be a time in the history of Klal Yisrael, and history repeats itself, that Klal Yisrael is going to be in a Midbar. Things are going to become Hefker. And those moments of the Midbar are moments that they're going to take with them, even when they go into Eretz Yisrael, when they get back to the regular routine. Everything in the Midbar wasn't normal. We are at the end, b'siyata d'shmaya, I hope, I daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the end of this Tekufas HaMidbar. And Tekufas HaMidbar becomes a Cheftza of Torah because those lessons of the Shah of those moments force a person to be mafkir, to let go of those things of me'odecha. Let me conclude with this Chassidus Shavart. L'aniyas Daiti, that is the omek of the Seder HaChamisha Chum Shei Torah. Bereishis, in the beginning HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he created a mandate and a roadmap for Klal Yisrael through the Avos HaKadoshim. In Sefer Shmos, they gain an identity, B'nai Yisrael. There's Bereishis, there's a roadmap, and then Klal Yisrael assumes identity. Vayikra, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to Klal Yisrael. And he's calling to Klal Yisrael for Dvarim. But there has to be a step in between. Before Dvarim, there needs to be a Bamidbar. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have to be Mafkir. Those things that are Ma'od Ma'od Chashuv Lecha, you have to ask yourself, are those things really, really Chashuv? And then if a person goes from Vayikra to Bamidbar, they'll be Zocha B'siyata D'Shmaya to Dvarim. B'siyata D'Shmaya, we should be Zoicha to Sefer Dvarim if we truly internalize these lessons of Bamidbar, and with that we'll be Zoicha to be Mamshich, to Mekadeshem Shemayim, and be Zocha at the end of this period of Midbar to reach the Geula Shleima.